If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. I was about to say the 4chan Network. I guess my brain is totally fried.
It'd be nice if they paid us.
I wish we were on the 4chan Network.
Fucking plug them, man.
At HS Radio Show on Twitter, High Society Radio on Instagram. So just at High Society Radio on Instagram. Johnny, I posted a picture of... Well, first of all, I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's us. That's High Society Radio. If you were following our Instagram account, which I think everyone should be doing...
Yeah.
You would have seen me and Johnny at the bar the other evening.
That was nice.
Did you like that?
Yeah. I very rarely get to see you outside the show.
The fans seemed to be happy with it, you know? They called me a fuckboy.
Hell yeah, son.
Made me feel uncomfortable.
Because this dude ain't no fuckboy. You a fuckboy.
Johnny, you know what the kids talk about.
Yeah.
They talk about fuckboys?
They use it as an insult, though. It's not like a fucking compliment.
I was about to ask, is a fuckboy good or bad?
Fuckboy's not a good thing.
Are you sure?
It's basically like a body boy.
What's a body boy? Oh, okay.
Body boy's got needs for, like, you know, beta fag.
No, it's far worse than that.
Fuckboy's a beta fag, though, right?
No, a fuckboy is a... someone who's passed around in prison and repeatedly raped.
I didn't know it was that intense, but I figured it's just,
yes, that's what a fuckboy
is. It's the same pea pod, basically.
No, but
jizz pod.
There you go. Fantastic.
You know, the gentleman you're talking about may be getting fucked for pleasure.
Oh.
Did you take pictures with more than just me? Because I didn't know there were other people there.
Who are you taking pictures with? I don't even like this talk. First of all, why didn't you guys invite me out again?
It was a Friday night, dude. You were always working and stuff at Blissville, doing your thing.
I hired your brother.
Yeah, I didn't want that going on.
You don't want that to be on the...
I don't want nepotism to get you in trouble.
On the podcast? Yeah, I know. I'm going to get in trouble.
Cuomo and all those dudes.
What do you mean nepotism? I hired a minority.
True, yeah. Nepotism actually would be on my end if I hired him. You're right.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, look at the comments at on our Instagram account at High Society Radio. They're not very positive now that I really read them.
Oh
no!
Looking very gay, Pepper. Baby poofy pep dog.
Oh,
Johnny, looking good, buddy.
That's right, son. Appreciate that.
Is that a mole on Pepper's neck? He should have had that looked at during his 80 other doctor's appointments. Well, that's not a mole. It was just my shirt is threadbare.
You were popping that collar, son.
Yeah. Let's see. Pepper. Hey, Barber, give me that fuckboy haircut, fam. Barber, I got you.
That's pretty good.
Oh, who said that?
That's JP Gilbert 305.
All right.
That's fuckboy,
fantastic.
That's how it went down at the barbershop. I call everyone fam. When I'm not on the air, I call everybody fam. You know that, Johnny.
That's funny.
And then Box of Newports on Instagram said, Pemper went to a European barber's apprentice that just graduated from shaving sheep in the old country.
That wasn't that good.
It's a great name, though. Box Newports.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
It's pretty dope. But so, yeah, that's on our Instagram account if you, anyone wants us to see it. Now, John, you missed the show last week because you don't like us.
No, that wasn't it. I had some family issues, and that's working out good.
Listen,
so
I hired your damn brother. You should be able to make your rent this month.
Yeah, those fucking jewels you're dropping on him is going to go a long way. Ah, damn.
And then, so we had Nicholas DeLeon on from TechCrunch and Circa.
Oh, shit, nice.
We had an app team meeting this week.
Nice.
And there's an app team meeting. Is there? I wasn't even part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why would we put you on there? It's not free Bloomin' Onions.
I'm always down for apps, bruh. You know me.
So, yeah, we have an app team meeting because you got replaced, Johnny, last week.
By an app team member.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You like missing out? You like...
I'll
like
just special guest then. How about that? Special
Brooks
guest.
Brooks Johnny, special guest today on High Society Radio. I forgot about the rest of our plugs. It's also...
Shout out to lynda.com. I know we usually save it for last.
Yeah, lynda.com/High Society Radio. You can learn how to create your own podcast. You don't have to listen to this one. Just go to lynda.com/High Society Radio.
Make your own tchotchke. Something nice.
Free 10-day trial.
Get that sweet Lynda money.
If you can't... That's one way. Listen, you support the show by going to lynda.com/High Society Radio and signing up for a 10-day free trial. You can even cancel it right afterwards. It doesn't matter. They'll still like us more for that.
Also, go to patreon.com/High Society Radio. Donate. Stickers should be arriving very shortly to anyone who
Did you get those out?
I got them out. I checked the tracking. They're en route.
A couple of people said that they didn't get their stickers. And
everyone's
going to
get their stickers.
You should tell them.
International listeners, it's going to be a little bit longer.
They should be respectful, though. You're in a barbershop getting your fuckboy haircuts, apparently.
Fam.
Who the fuck did Sunnyside hit me up saying, where the fuck is my stickers? You could have just walked it over there.
Oh, that's embarrassing,
Have him meet me. I'll have them for him. He can come meet me and get his stickers.
That's so embarrassing. I feel so bad for them.
Does he want to come by and meet me? He can get his stickers? That's fine with me.
Should we just call ourselves the Fuckboy Podcast? Is that
no. I think that's pretty much taken anyway.
Yeah, it's probably taken. Remember Cock Talk?
Yeah, but those are girls. Those weren't fuckboys. We're fuckboys, aren't we? Or no, we're not fuckboys.
No, yeah, we're not. Paul Anderson
might make a nice, cute little movie out of that. Fuckboy Radio.
I got a fuckboy haircut. I did.
I don't really see it though. Be real.
No, well, that was my old. Then I got a haircut since then, and I went to a Dominican barbershop, and it was awesome.
My man, I like
it. It was great.
Did you like the bachata music?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Mad bachata.
All right, Stanley.
There was some reggae. There are a lot of phone calls being taken in the middle of the haircut. Haircuts take a lot longer than it usually should.
They do that. But, yo, you enjoy it. You enjoy the experience. You're part of the gang. Did you meet anybody's cousin or baby sister?
I heard about the barber's baby mama and his babies.
Mm.
And it was very haphazard, but the Dominican man gave a very good haircut. Nice. So,
yo,
you
look smooth, bro.
Thanks. Well, I was like, give me the fuckboy, fam. And I was like, this fucking guy posting on Instagram didn't even know this happened. How did he know? Was he there?
He's like, mira el loco, blanquito. Nice. That's my man right there.
That's fucking crazy white boys, which is just fucking sad.
That's right. That's your
nickname. That's good? That's positive?
Yeah.
It's not fuckboy then.
No.
How do you say fuckboy in Spanish?
Oh, man. There's got to be a term for it, but I wouldn't know.
Like, what's the literal translation?
Fuckboy. Well, if I say niña pinga, it means like you're a boy dick sucker, so that's not it.
Niña pinga?
Niño pinga.
Niño pinga.
Or baby dick? It's been a while.
Doesn't that just mean boy dick?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're right on that.
So I guess should we rename the podcast that then?
No, definitely not. We'd get more listeners, just probably not the kind we'd want to hang with.
I don't care. I care about our listeners. I don't care what kind of listeners.
Oh, God.
That's all. Like, get them fucking downloads up, bro.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. Johnny, you think as of this recording, those two dudes that escaped from prison, they haven't been caught yet.
They haven't been apprehended yet.
They did pick up the scent, though, which makes me sad because I wanted these guys to get out.
Nah, they have to do is like rub themselves with like deer manure in the woods, and they'll be good.
Are you being serious?
They'll throw off the dogs.
I think it's a dummy like place that they went. I'm pretty sure they went to like Canada by now, man.
There was some cop that was selling a book on like how to like...
track fugitives?
No, how to like beat drug dogs. He said the main thing for a car is to just spray the wheels with deer urine, because the dogs won't indicate, but they'll just sniff it and be like, this is prey. Deer, you know what I mean? They could smell the deer, and they'll be like, so you, and you could buy deer urine online. I'm hoping that's what those guys
wasn't
did.
Wasn't that what Ray Lewis used to get high that time?
Deer antler spray.
Oh.
He didn't get high off of it. He sprayed it under his tongue, and supposedly you get human growth hormone from that, because it has the highest concentration of human growth hormone found in nature.
Okay.
But it doesn't work. I bought some.
I thought he was like tripping like Kenny.
I'm not anymore swole.
That's sad. You actually bought some fucking deer antler spray.
Did you end up killing somebody at a Super Bowl party, perhaps?
No. I don't go to Super Bowl parties.
That's what Ray Lewis does, allegedly.
Ray Lewis is a national treasure, and don't you fucking shit on him, Johnny. He's on that reality show where he yells at coaches or something.
Are
you
fucking the little kids' coaches, right?
No. He's like, they're like professional coaches or whatever in various things.
And Ray Lewis yells at them?
He yells at them to, I guess, to get their shit
together.
Who
the fuck is he?
He gives out mad fucking.
He's a murderer.
No, he's not a murderer. Wasn't he acquitted?
I think the star witness didn't show up.
There you go.
He fucking intimidated a witness.
No, he didn't. He's just innocent. If the witness is a screw up, who cares? It's on the witness.
They never found a witness again. You know that, right?
We should try to find these two fugitives and get them on the show.
Well, use
hell
the
yeah. I'll tweet about it later. I'm sure they follow us.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't you, as soon as you get out of prison, start following us at HS Radio Show?
No, they were following
show.
Us before they went. That's or why they escaped. They want to go to the pizza party.
At Fuckboy Radio, whatever that is.
What we should do is start like fucking posting up flyers outside of correctional facilities where dudes get out and just be like, listen, you just get out, follow at HS Radio Show.
You want to keep up with like what's going on since you've gone away?
Yeah, we'll let you know what happened since you've been out.
Next time I get locked up, I'm gonna make sure I bring some stickers. And I'm gonna put them up in the holding cells.
Oh yeah,
so people know.
Put them up where the bail.
Yeah,
shit
that
is.
Would be awesome though to have your fucking sticker posted in a holding cell. That's pretty badass. Yeah. That's mad CBGB kind of
shit.
I'm
sure somebody will have to take it down. Probably me.
You think so?
Yeah, after 3 days of being kept in the cell.
Chisel it into your cell wall.
But anyway, fucking, did you guys hear about this reality show where they give $101,000 to a poor family?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
everyone's freaking out over it, saying it's, I don't know, poor porn or something.
What? I don't know if it's poor porn, but it's like that movie. What's that movie, The Box, that came out where you push a button, you get $1 million, and somebody randomly dies in the world?
Oh, I remember that.
All right, so this is basically like...
I heard that movie was terrible.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Bad.
That's what I heard about
but
it.
But they bring these people that are really poor and like about to lose their houses $101,000 in a briefcase.
Uh-huh.
And they go, you can have this, but if you take this, that means another family doesn't get $100,000. Somebody else is somewhere. And they like lied to these people and said it was a documentary about like the working poor in America.
Wait. So
they got like a midget chick in it. It's fucked up.
Wait. But both of those contestants that are up for the 101K, right? They're both in the same situation?
Basically, here's the thing. You get this conundrum.
Yeah.
And they're like, basically like, if you take this 100, like you have to take this before they do or you get nothing.
Uh-huh.
But if you take it, they get nothing. And just so you know, they're in just as bad financial shape as you.
Oh. See, though, they could have fixed that up. You could have had, like, the UFC take it over. You know where they have those fight teams fight? You get the group of fans, like Family Feud, but you have them fighting the UFC kids. You train them for 2 months, and then you have the Patriots go at it. And then the winner gets the money. I'd rather see that.
Yeah, you would rather see that.
A motherfucker will fight
for
money.
That's a fair competition. Hard. This is just fucked up and fucking with people's
morals. I didn't see how it's
fucked up. They
basically
like leave them alone for a while
to ponder it.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't take me more than 5 minutes if I got kids and shit. I need a place to stay. Yeah, fuck.
I don't need
family.
Kids have to ponder anything. That fucking money's mine.
You're just like
well,
straight
it's,
up.
It's meant for
boom,
the house,
I'm
though,
taking
right?
That, right?
But
word,
you have to
$100,000. What is this like? Fucking 60 if I'm lucky. After taxes. I mean, come on.
But like you have to use it on the house. You can't.
No, you can use it on whatever you want.
Oh fuck that! Yeah, definitely.
It's a briefcase full of cash.
It's not even taking me fucking 5 minutes to do that. It's like, okay, yeah, thank you. There's like, oh, you don't want you want to hear the other family? No, I'm good. I really don't care.
No, but they make you. They don't give you the briefcase until you watch the whole fucking package
and that's
of how
fun.
This family's
I don't
fucked.
Think there'd be anything so fucked up that I'd say no to $100,000. Like, if they told me a kid's terminally sick, I'd feel bad, but, like, what's that money going to do for them? It's going to scave off
death. If they told me it was a terminally ill kid
minutes?
That would be saved if I didn't take the $100,000.
Well, they would have to be saved, yeah.
They would have, but it'd have to be saved, not, oh, they get to make a wish bullshit.
Oh, no. Like,
I don't do
like,
that.
I'd just be like, yo, call John Cena. You could tweet him. John Cena. I'm sure he'll come by, help that little fucking
kid. Or Kevin dick. Owens, who's about that life, too, now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who's Kevin Owens?
What?
I don't know who
you don't
that
know?
Is.
Oh, my man, where you been?
I don't know.
Kevin Owens is like the Pepper Hicks of fucking wrestling.
He kind of is. Shit. He's kind of like fat and angry and just fuck shit up.
But he's good
exactly
at it and people
like
love him.
Radio.
He's got a picture of him up.
He's got the what?
I want to see this guy. I want to see him. I want to look at
him. I guess he has a fuckboy haircut. I don't know.
I want to look at the face of me. Oh, wow. This guy is a fuckboy.
It's kind of like if you, it's kind of like if you decided to be a wrestler back in the day instead of going into radio, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, son.
Is
he's good.
He fucks shit up?
Yeah, dude. He's the man.
Is he like Stone Cold?
He's his different kind. He's his own man. I can't even say he's like
How
Stone
is he
Cold.
On the mic?
He's good. He basically is like, you know what he reminds me of? What's that guy? Chris Canyon, except not gay, on the, but good on the mic. Remember
nah,
how Chris
I can't
Canyon
say that.
Did mad nice, like ridiculous moves, but was terrible on the mic?
Yeah, but he's good on the mic. Kevin Owens is good on the mic.
Yeah.
He can carry it. He reminds me of like an ECW kind of guy.
Yeah, he's pretty entertaining.
He's pretty good.
How's he fight? Was he like a brawler type or
Yo,
whatever?
That motherfucker can fly, son. Yeah, I've seen him do top rope moves.
Yeah, that dude does flips, like without touching the ropes. He'll flip over the ropes.
He used to be Kevin Steen.
Limber.
Too. He was good as Kevin
what
Steen.
What is he, NXT or some shit?
He's the NXT champion, but he just beat John Cena clean in the middle of the ring.
In a pay-per-view, no
what?
Less.
What? How would they put, why would they put this fucking guy over
dude,
like that?
Yo, you gotta watch. Yo, tonight, go home. I'll send you my WWE
password.
He's the
beady-eyed Canadian Stone Cold. Look at him.
All right, he's not Stone Cold. He's his own man. That's why the guys get fucked over, son.
Why you gotta make him feel bad now?
Because he's beady-eyed and Canadian? Why would he feel
he
bad
is
about
a little beady-eyed, a little South Park-ish.
Yeah, he
look,
yeah, he's very floppy.
I'm not saying that to his face. He'll fuck me up.
Why is his head so floppy? Flappy, whatever.
Did you guys catch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, we caught Game of Thrones. Me
Dude,
and Chris watched it together.
That shit was awesome.
Well, I mean, we didn't really watch it, you know. Who's on?
It was on the background, and I was busy coming.
All right. Oh, God damn it.
Over and over and over. Yeah, I saw. I thought that episode was kind of shitty, actually.
I was very angry at it.
Well, you know, spoiler alert for you. I mean, it's,
everybody got his nobody now. Yeah. Come on with that.
Yeah, Stannis Baratheon burnt up his kid because he's fucking hungry,
he's
I guess.
Piece of
that's a good
shit.
Move. That's a boss.
But they didn't fucking
right
eat her.
Wasn't that kid dying anyway?
Yeah.
She had that disease on her face.
No, she had grayscale,
no,
but he
beat
cured
it. Yeah, they beat it. She was like the 1 in 10 that usually.
But you come back anytime. It's like shingles and chicken pox, right?
No, it's just fucking it cured is, and that's it. She's, it? Her face is a little messed up. She's
I didn't get why he didn't burn his wife. Because they needed royal blood. Technically, she's a queen. Burn his bitch. He ain't fucking her.
That's true.
She's good for nothing.
Then he could fuck the other bitch, which is what he really wants.
Oh, yeah, and then he'll kill your daughter.
Oh, look.
Stannis won't, like Melisandre, the Red Priestess, won't let him fuck her again because he's too weak. Whenever she fucks, she just sucks dude's power out through her pussy.
And then she has black babies that kill people.
Shadow babies, shadow monsters. Yeah, I mean,
that's
if
they call them in the South.
I'm saying right now, if Stannis Baratheon gets fucking killed in the season finale of, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just
Me
saying
Me either.
That,
you want to put a bet?
I'm going to be pissed.
Who do you think kills Stannis? I'm going with
Brienne is her fucking name, dude. Get it right.
That's a big bitch. All right, I don't need to get her name right.
She, that's what it seems they're setting it up for, to have Brienne kill Stannis Baratheon.
Who you got, BK? Who's killing Stannis? Or you think he survives? That'd be ballsy to let him survive at the end.
I'd be so happy.
I think it's going to be, I feel like that fucking dude, Jon Snow, is going to end up running the fucking Winterfell by the end of that show.
No.
And he's gonna have
he
the fat
can't
guy
run Winterfell.
The fat guy's gonna be the head guy at the Night Watch or whatever. He's gonna get thin and trim.
You can't fucking drop your vows. He can't do that. You have to stay there. That's
I
like
think
a lifetime.
He can. He's already hanging out with all the fuck. He already got pussy that one time.
Well, that was a broken
but man,
vow. That's a
pussy.
Good point. But no, you're not supposed to.
Samwell fucking that bitch.
Yo.
That bitch fucking.
I have fun. That's the most realistic sex I've ever seen on TV. He's like, it looked like it tickled more than he enjoyed it. I don't know. That was weird.
Good for him, though.
You think he wiped off on that little baby that was in the room? Because she never leaves
That's
that baby now.
That's disgusting, Johnny.
I don't.
That's your
I hope he
person.
Didn't do that.
But yeah, that episode was pretty nuts.
The reaction videos.
I didn't like it, though. I thought when Daenerys jumped in the back of that fucking.
That was corny, son.
That dragon.
That's some real fuckboy shit.
It looked really bad, yeah.
Listen, you guys are getting off topic. I thought we were a business podcast now. Didn't we determine that last week? We're a finance and business podcast.
I wasn't here for that.
Well, I mean, I know you can't be bothered to listen to the show when you're not around, but we need to get a niche. What do you...
A niche?
Yeah.
I'm not hungry, but whatever. Oh.
We got to do something like that. Some CrossFit guys are selling breast milk.
What?
But they've done that before. That breast milk shit don't work. You can get sick off of breast milk. You know that, right?
Yeah, you get AIDS off of breast milk. Still people are selling
Is that actually true?
We got to find something like that to do.
You can actually get AIDS off of breast milk.
Yeah, of course you can get AIDS from breast
milk. Holy fuck, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's you know how they can prevent babies from getting AIDS if the mom has AIDS now? They're not. The moms aren't allowed to nurse because that's how you give the baby AIDS again.
But you would figure, like, once you have the AIDS, baby's 100% like going to get it, right? It's very rare they don't get AIDS.
What do you mean? They've been able to prevent that for like decades at this point.
Well, that's good, I guess. That's fine.
I guess we're a medical podcast now.
I'm telling you, though. We just got to do
something. We're more legit than Dr. Oz, I'll say that.
Yeah, exactly. We know. He's been selling breast milk for years, Dr. Oz. He's like, this cures AIDS.
Yeah, lying motherfucker.
Wasn't it something like they did like a study, like 80% of everything on Dr. Oz's show is fake?
Yeah, the products, yeah. He's a fucking snake fucking oil salesman and shit.
A snake fucking oil salesman?
He's a snake oil salesman. You know what that fucking means.
He's selling Simpson & Sons tonic?
I think snake oil was just that people just poured coke or heroin into some fucking juice.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
I always thought like Bourdain was taking shots of like snake moonshine.
Oh, I saw that episode. That was pretty good.
That's what we should sell, snake moonshine. They said you can buy dry snake in Chinatown.
You know, though, he stole that idea off of Zane Lamperi. Remember that show that used to be on Spike after Bar Rescue, the drinking show?
No.
With Zane? He runs, that dude is awesome. He used to go around the world drinking.
You act like he's your buddy. With Zane, pal?
Yo, he's on my Facebook. We're pretty, like, fucking. He calls me Johnny. I call him Zane. You don't even call me Bronx Johnny. That's how close we are.
Wow, that's really close. That's I call you tight. Bronx Johnny.
I know. It's very weird.
How did he not know that Johnny was your last name? He
Don't matter. He has the right to call whatever he wants because he's that dude.
That's your boy.
He's my
Zane.
Boy. Yes, Zane.
So he did a show with what?
He went around the world drinking. You don't remember?
Oh, Three Sheets, is that what that's called?
I think so, yeah.
I never once saw it.
That show was
fantastic. The only drinking show I watch is Booze Traveler.
What the hell is that?
Which one was that?
It's a show with some dude from Boston who's like an actor and like a bartender, and he just goes around to different places drinking and getting trashed. It's really, the guy.
Is it like public access?
Anyone could, oh, it's like Travel Channel. Anyone could host this show. And it just has a great name. That's all it is, just Booze Traveler. That's the best thing about it. It's really weird.
How the hell do people get like these travel? Because a lot of times you watch them and you've seen the fucking places they are in other travel shows.
No,
I've never run into that though. Really, I've never ran into that. Like Bourdain goes to his own places and shit.
Yeah, but he's been to other fucking shows have been to.
Yeah, he went to the same pizza place that Man vs. Food guy went to.
Well, but it's in different in different
Brooklyn,
context.
Same one in Brooklyn.
But it's a different fucking context. That dude's trying to like beat the world and fucking not clog his arteries. The other guy's like putting you on a cool shit.
I'm just saying, people go to the same places. I've seen them on Zimmern and Bourdain in the same places in like Rome.
Like I always thought, Man versus Food. If your restaurant was on there, you were like in a lot of trouble, and it wasn't going to help your business out because it just looked horrible.
I don't know. I feel like it probably helps. You like think? I didn't know about that place with the hottest wings in the country that's in Williamsburg until. I mean, I never went there, but
so it didn't fucking help. You see
I mean,
what I'm saying?
It probably helps somebody that lived closer to Williamsburg than me. I'm not trying to go to Williamsburg. I mean, that's more your seat.
No, not at all.
That's your seat.
I don't go to Brooklyn. You know that. Maybe to your crib to go watch Game of Thrones and shit and talk about life.
Talk about what?
Talk about life.
Oh.
You're doing life? What? What'd
you
do?
We talk about life and shit sometimes. Me and Chris, we sit down, play with tarot cards, manly shit like that.
That's weird.
Fucking, here's something weird. Do you realize that, actually, you're a 4chan lover, but you apparently don't know what this is?
Wow, watch your mouth.
I don't know. Tell me what it is. I don't know what
it's called. Plastic bag challenge?
What's the plastic bag challenge?
All right, the plastic bag challenge, a bunch of people on 4chan started posting memes of them. Because there was all these, look at these, some of these, The World Wildlife Foundation was posting these things about plastic bags killing animals. So basically people on 4chan started posting these things.
Pictures.
saying it's the plastic bag challenge. You got to hold a plastic bag over your face for 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And the World Wildlife Foundation will save like 3 animals or some shit.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's amazing.
Have they actually
People, I'm sure someone's done it. Some moron.
Nobody's fucking died off of this?
Lots of people have done it. Here, look at this picture.
I'm saying died.
Oh, nobody's died yet as of now.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately.
That'll really drive the point home. Shit. Yeah, 4chan's getting shit on anyway because they're starting to block shit. Like, they want a friendlier community on
that's Reddit.
No, that's Reddit, dude. It's totally fucking different.
I thought they
4chan.
Had that on 4chan.
Yeah, 4chan is just encouraging stupid people to kill themselves.
Yeah, but that's kind of friendly, though, because you're doing it in a group atmosphere, right?
I guess it is euthanasia. But, Reddit is, they banned our fat people hate.
Oh.
Our ham planet hate.
You gotta love them ham planets, dog.
Is there an our land whale hate? That are fat people hate. Those people really hate fat people. They really
like what kind of shit would they post on?
So they banned 5 subreddits. It's fat people hate, where it's people just kind of talking
body shaming stuff.
pretty much just talk. No, it's not really body shaming. It's kind of like, well, no, that's fat people's stories. They're just like, this fat lady smelled bad next to me on the
like a fucking Al Bundy
elevator.
Story and shit,
yeah,
right?
Just like, don't, yeah. And then, yeah, I never went to any of these other ones. They have R neofag. I don't know what that really means.
What?
Yeah, I.
R neofag?
That's like, one of the ones.
Right. What's next?
Shit N word say.
Oh, God.
Oh.
But a lot of people are really pissed off on Reddit.
Yeah, you're kind of taking away the liberties of what the site actually is.
I think that,
if you don't agree, what the fuck you on there for?
Most of these had under 5,000 subscribers. Our fat people had 150,000 subscribers.
I can see that.
Jesus
I can
Christ.
See that.
There's 150,000 people. We're just subscribed to it.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
People just...
And what's his name? The Alexis Ohanian? He said in an interview that they did the metrics, and then for every one person that is subscribed to a subreddit, 10 people are viewing it.
Oh, shit.
Regularly.
I don't know how true that is, but...
That, sure. I mean, that's what he said. That means 1.5 million people are looking at our fat people.
Just thinking about how much they hate fat people and then talking about it on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, I would say 1.5 million people take the bus in this country.
I'd like to say is that our subreddit, r/High Society Radio, has not been banned.
No, it hasn't.
Yet.
It is a fairly hateful place. But they more hate the fact that they haven't gotten their stickers yet.
Yeah, that
they're coming.
I don't say any negative stuff on it. I love those people.
They coming, bro. Listen, bro.
But
they'll be
is,
there. Check your it's gonna be coming UPS. Check that shit.
That's some just whack shit in general. It's like it's what's
your whack
was
shit,
saying.
Johnny.
It's too PC nowadays. Like, why can't you say shit on the internet? That's the point of going on the internet. You can't say it out loud anymore. That should be your last refuge. You're not fucking hurting anybody by saying it. Is it fucking nice? No, but not everything's fucking nice.
It's a good point.
That's why people are fucking soft nowadays.
Everything is nice, Johnny.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I feel like my brain is going to melt out of the side of my ear.
It is warm.
I apologize.
You should probably, I mean.
Give me a plastic bag, somebody. Just
you
fucking
do
give
it?
Me a plastic
5 minutes,
bag.
Bro. I think you can hold out.
Hell yeah, you can save a baby what, condor or some shit.
What are your favorite three animals that you'd like to save?
Let's see. Seal?
They
terrible.
Die all the time. That's a terrible pick. That's just point. Why don't
elephant.
You just
put,
land whale.
Another bad pick.
And I'm going to guess.
You've just named two animals that you could put a fucking bag over its head and do it a favor.
I guess a lion.
Again, another fucking
I don't want the big cat. Oh, giraffes. Giraffes are apparently, because everyone cares about elephants so much, like giraffes are also getting wiped out. And no one's even noticed.
Yeah, well, giraffes are fucking stupid.
Yeah,
why are they stupid? What's wrong with a giraffe?
Animal. They don't do
what
shit.
What do you mean?
Other
they live
than
in Africa, there's lush plains, and they have fucking stupid big necks to eat burnt leaves
you
on the top
You
want to
punch them in the neck,
you,
really.
Both of you are just terrible people.
Oh, why the fuck?
Why is that
fuck
terrible?
Giraffes. Why the fuck does a mammal have antennas? It doesn't make any sense.
You don't care that all the that what you know how wait. Sad it's gonna be when the last giraffe dies and that's it. That's the last
wow,
fucking time.
Wow, really?
Seen
I know Toys R Us is gonna need a new mascot.
fucking Toys R Us will be long gone before the last giraffe fucking dies. There's something called Amazon.com that they're fucking
with their drone powered.
So wait, what's greatness. Why are the giraffes dying? You didn't even tell us.
Because I'm telling you. Because I did tell you. Pay attention to what the fuck I'm saying.
Hunters.
Fucking. Hunters, and then it's the encroachment of civilization or whatever.
Oh, God. That's the excuse for every fucking animal. They used to have defense mechanisms.
Well, yeah, the animal. Yeah, well,
yo,
the
these animals,
animals
are soft, but they don't do shit.
They're fucking millennial ass animals.
Oh, yeah.
Soft as fuck.
Dinosaurs, at least meteors took them out. There wasn't no fucking natural hunter taking them out.
You guys gonna see Jurassic World?
I don't think so.
You gonna fucking ball hard?
Maybe
if
they
Jurassic
bought the McRib
World?
Along with it, I'd go check it out.
How come they didn't?
I don't know, man. I've been waiting for the McRib all year, and it hasn't come out.
What
the about, McRib?
Why would you put the McRib with that?
The McRib always came out with a Jurassic Park movie, don't you remember?
No, not at all.
And also
no,
came,
it came
out
with
for
that
the
Flintstones
movie. One too.
Yeah,
yeah, no, man. They always bring it out for a dinosaur movie. No bullshit. It used to be my favorite thing.
I
have
don't
a
know,
McRib.
I don't know about this.
Go watch a dinosaur movie and have another McRib.
Has there been a dinosaur movie outside of Jurassic Park? I mean,
yeah.
since Jurassic Park came out.
Flintstones.
Carnosaur.
Was Carnosaur really. Since?
Does that really count? Didn't they have a Turok movie? Turok the Hunter? No. Was that like just video on demand?
I think they did have a Turok movie.
Did they? They had.
I doubt that.
Like I'm going to look that
like
shit.
A
look
just
that
straight,
shit up. Turok,
oh, those
though.
Land Before Time movies and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's
dinosaur
soft
movie.
Shit.
All
that's right. The kind of animals we got. We got Disney
Land
animals.
Land Before Time came out before Jurassic.
No, but it can't. Well, but the new one with Kenny Powers and Will Ferrell, I think.
Oh, Land Before Lost. There you go. Land Before Time.
It was a Turok cartoon that came out.
Damn, yo. We're mad. Uninformed about it.
Yeah.
About dinosaur movies.
We really,
dinosaur. Fucking seven.
We really don't know shit.
What do you mean? I knew that our Fat People Hate got taken down.
That's terrible. I feel so bad.
Like, I can't believe it had so many people subscribe to it.
I could. Fuck. Sometimes you want to just crack with somebody for being different. Instead, everybody wants to embrace somebody because they're different.
Some stupid fat person. I bet they're just eating cheeseburgers right now.
I think what they're doing is they're linking two behaviors. There's a lot of people who have let themselves go who, because they have let themselves go, are very unpleasant to be around. But it isn't necessarily because they're fat. They're just unpleasant people, so they became fat.
I agree with you, but to an extent, because like when people lose, it's like the same thing with alcohol. When they stop drinking, they become very fucking smug. Like when somebody gets healthy, all you see on Facebook, oh, we're going to go for fucking lats, bro. Going to go for fucking cardio day and all that bullshit.
That's what I'm
doing. I remember you used to be fat, son. You was kind of chill and not so fucking judgmental.
Who?
Just in general. People that lose a lot of weight. Yeah. People that lose weight or stop drinking become assholes. All of a
people who stop drinking get a little preachy. It really isn't.
Yeah, it's fucking cunt.
It depends on the person, but you know, I guess they fucking have to stop drinking. It's ruining their lives.
There's some folks that are like,
they stopped drinking, they were dicks already.
No, but then like, you know, you got people that like quit drinking, but they're like, oh no, just drink around me. Don't you worry. And you do what you want to do with your life, and I'll live a little bit longer. Like, smug shit like that. Deserves to get fucking punched in the neck like a fucking stupid giraffe.
When my buddy who was addicted to PCP first got out of rehab, he kept trying to convince me I had a drinking problem. Like, you run around in the street naked, high on dust.
Oh,
I've never
God.
Done that drunk.
Damn, son.
You just do that sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what's up.
Just let the wang out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Trying to be the new naked midget.
But, like, you think, like, if you could fucking, like, get your shit together for a little bit in your lifetime, would you think you'd be smug or you think you'd be regular?
What do you mean? I got my shit together.
No. You have fucking substance abuse problems.
I'll tell you this right now. I took down the tarp in the living room and put the curtain yesterday.
Wow.
For people who follow the show,
Did you put that on the gram?
No, of course not.
Put it on the gram, son.
Take a picture of the tarp and fucking send it to me tonight. I'll put it on Instagram.
Do you want Joe to like come back and refilm? Or?
No, that's
fine. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Joe wants a recent picture of us, since you guys don't invite me to any of these team-building exercises.
What the fuck
do
you mean?
We invite you, you blow us off every time.
Yeah, we do. That's true.
You guys are drinking a mile from my fucking job. You can just come hang out.
Or I didn't even know you worked that close, bro. You do? I'm going to meet you tomorrow. I'll come by.
You come meet us at the designated meeting spot.
If you're that close, that is true, too.
We'll have to do that on my day off. Oh, wait, we always do this on my day off.
Oh, man.
Look, that's how it is, baby. All right, go to High Society Radio subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Check out our fucking Instagram, Plastic Bag Challenge. Johnny's doing it. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. Let's all do the Plastic Bag Challenge until we fucking black out. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, hell yeah. We need to save these animals. Apparently all the giraffes are dying. I fucking read that somewhere.
Yeah,
no, you
so
just
sad.
Heard it from me. That's where you fucking heard
dude,
it.
Dude, to be fair, though, that's your soft spot. You hate human beings, but you love animals.
Yeah,
you're
like
a PETA
like
kind of guy, son.
I do like animals. I like dogs. I like cats.
Like, did you used to like going to the zoo when you were a kid?
No, I hated going to the zoo.
Why do you like animals so much then? It don't make no sense.
It's sad.
Because you eat meat and shit. You know
I
that,
love
right?
Meat.
Why do you hate going to the zoo?
I don't know. I always felt like...
You want to let them free?
I felt it was A, sad, and B, boring.
What the fuck is this sad?
It's definitely not boring.
They've fucking taken the animals from nature where they belong, and they put them in a cage.
They don't belong in nature no more. We belong in nature because we're building high-rises and shit.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
We're giving them a nice
you're
little safe place.
You're a contrarian troll is what you are. That's what you're... And you're just trying to get at me, bro.
No, I'm not.
Johnny, who's going to win the NBA Finals? Tell me right now how many games.
Golden State, seven
how
games.
How many games?
Seven. I'm going to go with the light-skinned brother on this one, Steph Curry.
So you're a racist.
Yeah, I got to.
You see that video of the Golden State fan calling a LeBron a pussy-ass bitch?
Oh, shit, nice.
It's true, though.
He gets really pissed. She's like, hey, LeBron, how does it feel to be a pussy-ass bitch?
I wanted to start a meme contest like, shit, LeBron James is going to get Delonte West for Father's Day. But I don't know how to make memes. So if anybody wants to get on that,
you can download
go for
a meme generator app,
or just go start? To a fucking go to a website like fucking. Just,
or Lynda.com might be able to show me how to do it.
Go
right?
to Lynda.com.
There you go.
High Society Radio.
And they will teach you how to make a meme.
I'll do that
with Photoshop, which is much more difficult than going to a meme website.
Because like I ain't fun. That was kind of a bitch move to never address it on LeBron's part.
I think if you type into Lynda.com, if you type in how to make a meme, it just comes back one result. Go to a meme website, you dumb fuck.
Wow.
Oh, man. You're angry today. You know they took that fat-shaming website out, right? You fucking bully.
I know. That's where I get all my hatred out. I went to the less popular Ham Planet hatred, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, I thought Stanley made that up. I had never heard of it before.
Ham Planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from 4chan.
You used to use it.
Damn, yeah, I stopped.
You're still on 4chan, though. You be on that hard body, right?
I just go to the TV section and read what people think of Game of Thrones.
Oh,
it's
yeah, I did
funny.
That. That was fun.
Everyone just constantly just fucking.
They all dropped their fucking.
Too
shields.
Young or too old.
That was creepy.
There's no reason to. All right, so in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
There's a character who's an asshole who one of the other characters wants to kill. And for no reason, I'm pretty sure this wasn't in the book, they just also made him a pedophile in the last episode.
Yeah, he was...
Like, we have to make sure people really dislike this guy. He fucks kids.
Yeah. He kills kids and also fucks them. Because you remember, he was in charge of that guard group that was killing all Robert's kids and shit.
Oh, yeah. Good for him.
Oh, yeah.
So good for him killing children.
I think that was
them.
The worst day on the job for me. He was like, damn, I could have fucked this baby right now, but I got to kill it. Fucking asshole.
Too old.
Yeah, in front of that last one, she was cute, but then I was like, damn, what do you mean too old? It's like, she's like 18. She's of age.
That's why I said they wanted to make it so obvious this guy is so bad he's also a pedophile. They did the same thing in Rambo, the last one.
Oh, they've done that in all those movies, though, Rambo movies.
That the main guy had to, like, rape a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
A young boy?
Yeah, towards the end of Rambo, like, when they're infiltrating, they're trying to get someone out of a POW camp. And, like, they go to a shot of, like, the general that's running this camp. And, you know, randomly, they're just bringing a child to his room for him to bang. It's like, are we, like, this, that is a fucking great, like, I guess you'd call it trope, where how do we make someone really dislikable?
Well, no,
make him a pedophile.
People are starting to get really upset at using rape or pedophilia as, like, a plot device. That's a new
movement. I haven't heard that.
It's a new movement. You're going to hear about it in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, God, no.
What? Where'd you hear about it first?
That's why that congresswoman said she was done with Game of Thrones, and that was one of her reasonings. Was that,
after that dumb shit, you know, they've had plenty of rapes on that show before then, though, right?
Of course they
so
did.
So it's like, oh,
well,
fuck.
Miss,
and
you
they didn't
missed
even
out,
show anything.
Miss, you missed out on a ritual sacrifice of a child. So it looks like you look like a fucking moron.
Yeah, because she's not going to watch the season finale, right?
I think we're just going to watch Jurassic World instead of the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Why don't you watch both?
I don't know if the bootleg's out yet.
Of yep. Jurassic World?
Chris Pratt, bro.
Why don't you just go see the movie?
That's the new Indiana Jones, dog.
Is it?
Yeah, he's going to get that part. You know he is.
I think him and that wife is going to break up.
Anna Faris?
I mean, when they first got married,
they're
she was the
couple,
bigger star.
Bro. Yeah, but she got that ass, but she got a body.
She's very attractive.
Quit,
she's funny.
Anna
Faris is very fucking attractive.
When's the last time she had a movie, though?
She don't need it. She got a hit show.
Yeah, she don't need a movie now. She got Chris Pratt.
She got Chris Pratt money. She got her own show.
What's Chris Pratt? Is it, he was... In
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Zero Dark Thirty.
Well, he was barely in that. But
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, but, that's that syndication money. He's got to eat.
Oh, yeah, he's eating good, son.
But he's a star of Jurassic World. And he was a star of Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I'm pretty sure he's going to be Indiana Jones.
He's having a very Shia LaBeouf kind of year.
Nah, I can't say that, son.
Shia LaBeouf was in Indiana Jones and Transformers in the same year.
Yeah, but I don't think Chris Pratt's going to blow it.
Chris Pratt's much fucking cooler than Shia LaBeouf.
And he's like down to earth. Shia LaBeouf is just weird. He's like trying to be Joaquin Phoenix and shit.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I don't know how to say his name, all right? Joaquin?
You could have just asked me.
How do you say his name?
Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix.
You want to spit that motherfucker out, huh?
I'll spit this load back out in your face. How about that? Huh? Like we're in prison. Like
I'm
we're
too
about,
young, son.
Like we're about to break out of prison. And one guy's a giant dick.
In my case,
did you see that?
Old.
They said like one of the, when he first escaped, like one of the fucking detectives that like I guess arrested him or whatever was like, he's also very well endowed.
Really?
What's the point?
No,
of
he fucking did it.
I swear. Hold on, I'll find
he
it.
He fucking said that.
I'll find it.
Wait, he said that to a regular newscast for what reason? What was the point?
I don't know why.
Oh my God,
Chris, look that shit up.
So he just said, "Yep, he's pretty well hung." We're looking for a well-hung man. That's fucking crazy. Oh. I'm in front. You think that's...
Female employee may have helped inmate escape because he is very well endowed.
Oh, the lady said that, not the cop, though, right?
Well, I think that's what the cop said about him when they were, like, trying to investigate the female.
See, there ain't nothing wrong with that, but, like, to escape with another dude, there's a murder-suicide situation there, if you think about it.
Well, I mean, he couldn't have escaped with a woman.
I'm just saying, like, you didn't have
you
to take
a
the
friend for a prison break.
For what? Fuck that. They've been mad dudes who used to break out on their own.
Who?
Matt. Fucking, what you gonna call it? The dude from Alcatraz. The Birdman Alcatraz. He used to try to escape.
The Birdman of Alcatraz did not escape.
Not Alcatraz, but he escaped mad prison.
The Birdman of Alcatraz also fucking found Lil Wayne, which is fucking awesome.
All right,
yeah, that's true. He just fly in any weather. But this wasn't the only successful escape from Alcatraz.
No,
there
was
three dudes.
Yeah.
One is, it's three
well, no,
dudes.
No. One
super
of them,
gay, right, John?
One of them dudes died, though. They know that. They found one of the bodies. Then the other two, I think they couldn't find.
There's no way that guy lived.
Yeah, that's
nah,
it's possible.
They're chilling
yeah.
with D.B. Cooper and Tupac.
Oh, okay.
Got right. They're in El Rey.
I think D.B. Cooper's story is the best. They've never really made a good movie out of, man.
There's a pretty good comic book about D.B. Cooper.
You can see Bradley Cooper playing a part and rocking the shit out of that.
You know what's weird? That
is it the same name?
this retired police detective brought this up. So this guy's just been thinking about this fucking inmate's big dick for years.
I feel like a lot of detectives think about inmate.
He's like George R. Martin dicks. From fucking South Park, basically. He's like, look at that rod. He must have chiseled his way out to prison with his dick.
I think the same guy's like, also, there's been a squad car outside my house. I think this guy's coming for me. I think this dude just wants to make out with his prisoner. Oh, looks like you broke in.
Could you imagine if they searched his cell, fucking his
he came
cell
in
for
and
mail
overpowered
and
me, started calling me fuckboy.
And fam.
Oh, shit.
He just, like, outlines his rape fantasies, like, and that's why this lady helped him escape, because she really wanted that.
She wanted that big, juicy dick. Ah, damn.
John, you heard Pornhub is trying to make a... porn in space. They have an Indiegogo campaign.
That's never gonna work. They've tried it before. Evil Angels tried to do it. Vivid. It's never gonna work.
Well, I don't think they're gonna get funded. They need $3.4 million. They can't get that much money in paid subscriptions to fucking the Pornhub site.
I always thought though the best way to do it. Why don't you go through Richard Branson? He's trying to get money for the project. They're trying to spend money to go.
I think Richard Branson wants jizz in his like somewhere like lodged in his spaceship.
Oh God, that's what. Is that literal?
Yeah,
what
literally.
Is that?
How do you do a money shot in zero gravity?
Well, you kind of do
it's
that like...
Gonna, it's not going to hit the
you remember
fucking
Homer,
target.
You remember Homer Simpson spinning in space for fucking potato chips? I guess the chick could do that. Just spin and try to catch it in the mouth.
Well, that's an interesting theory.
I think
but it'll
work.
In actuality, I think it would just like spread out all over the place.
Like Venom?
Not in the way you want it to.
Would it be like Venom or Carnage in fucking outer space?
Yeah, it might look like a symbiote. A symbiote. Anti-Venom.
It's fucking running everywhere. Damn.
So you don't think that's going to work out for them?
No. They only work for, like, technology shit that we use. Nobody's going to space anytime soon, so it's not for us.
They'll probably just do one of those suborbital flights, though, right?
Yeah, but that's, like, what, another
yeah,
20
it's,
years
it's,
away?
It'd be sub. No, it's 5 years. I think it's, like,
they keep saying that,
do
though.
It
it's been a while. No. Not. But you have to leave the Earth atmosphere to
no,
count,
you don't.
Right?
You're, like, on the cusp of it. You're, like,
it's
a little
really,
higher than
that's
that
some
Red
bootleg
Bull,
shit,
you
though.
You get
like,
zero G, dog.
You're higher than the Red Bull jump guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking in space.
No, man. You got to break
space,
the fuck
bro.
That guy was just barely not in space.
Oh, dude, you got to break
was,
that
he
plane.
Was like, he was touching rim of space.
Oh, that guy God. Was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was probably the coolest thing Red Bull's done.
Besides, yeah, they probably won't
besides
be
besides create a delicious drink that I partake in. that even sugar-free tastes kind of good.
Nah, I can't fuck.
Some people hate the taste of Red Bull. I fucking love it.
I'm not a
I like
fan.
Red Bull with vodka, but I slow down on that. Like, I'm too much of a party machine on that shit, son.
You're too much of a party machine.
I break
on that?
Out my I do alpha male shit dog shirt, and that's never a good time.
I do alpha male shit dog.
Oh yeah,
that's that, the fucking least sensical thing you've ever said.
You never you remember shirt. That shirt? That was the dude that beat up on Christy Mack. War Machine had that
he
shirt.
Had a shirt that said I'm an I do alpha male dog shit.
No, he said I do alpha male shit. I just added the dog so I don't get sued for copyright.
Oh,
infringement.
I got you.
That would be my version.
She's back at it, huh?
Yo, she's good, man. God bless her.
She's all right.
She's doing good. She's saving dogs and stuff. She'll be all right.
Nice.
Good it's always good to see a comeback story.
And as long as we talk about it, I saw there's another Kickstarter.
Yeah.
For man chapstick.
What?
Dude, it's called Dude Stick, which seems like
no.
If you're trying to put forth masculinity.
Sounds like I'll
tests,
be getting that.
Yeah, if you're trying to put forth masculinity, you don't name your product Dude Stick.
I think that's the best way to call your boy, you know, a beta fag. Give him that as a gift. Right here.
Here's some Dude Stick. Put it in your mouth. No, no, don't put it in your mouth.
Rub it on your lips.
Yeah, just caress your lips with it gently.
Pucker up.
I fucking hate all products like that.
Yeah, that's.
You know what I mean?
I just hate all products.
That's not true.
No, not at all. You fucking, you're a plug machine.
Yeah, you like that product, though.
Hell yeah.
Right,
what?
You like that product?
I don't know what you're talking about. For my hair, yes.
It's your fuckboy hair.
Doesn't that shit annoy you? Like, I feel like that might be the most irritating thing. Like, all these faux male fucking masculinity products. Like,
but they, that's always
like
been
Axe,
around.
Like no, Axe body spray or something?
Like Axe body spray. Like,
but
they
that
had a company
always
called Brogurt, which is like yogurt for dudes.
But isn't that for like kids?
Wouldn't
like,
it just be jizz, Brogurt?
No, that's...
Nah, I think that's marketed to like 19, 20 year
Brogurt?
Olds.
Brogurt?
Which are kids.
I haven't ever heard of that. What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking company that sells Brogurt.
What's in it, though? It's for 18 to 20. Is there booze in it?
I'd imagine live cultures of some sort.
Oh, God.
It's good for your poops. Keeps you regular, Johnny.
Hey, look, here's a picture of Brogurt with some guy with some abs.
Is that Brogurt real, or is that what? Just the marketing?
Why is
that
real? Whoa, thing. That looked kind of weird. Look how the... Wait, go back. Look how the yogurt's on his stomach. It kind of looks like somebody
again,
just on
this
his
is
stomach.
The problem I have.
That's very wrong.
With these faux men.
Why is he not wearing a shirt? Eat your yogurt with a shirt on, dog. Kind of shit. Now, you can't market it like that. Like, I remember the good
There's
old days.
There's also mandals, man candles.
What?
Yeah, man candles.
So they're trying to hetero metrosexuality is what you're telling me?
No, they're just...
It seems like that, though.
They're just... All right, how can we sell more candles? Let's convince some fucking idiots
no!
to buy candles that are men.
What about that that water company? What, the 305?
Yeah, if you want that dude stick, don't you?
I'd love all the dude stick I can handle. Excuse me, more dude stick back there?
But you know, you ever heard of that company, 305 Water and shit?
No.
305, yo, they only have big-tittied broads with water, and they're like almost, if not naked.
Well, a fucking dude stick has raised $6,000 of a $750 goal.
There are too many bros out there, man. We like missing that market.
Who
Quick,
the fuck
do a push-up.
About this?
Do a push-up on air while I fucking stand over you and like cheer you on.
Masturbate.
Oh, man.
That's for the brosives out there.
There was this park that I go to. I flip these giant truck tires to get swole.
Yeah, you were telling me about that, right? Brosive.
So I was there yesterday flipping tires to get swole. So there's two. There's a small one and there's a really big one. I was flipping the shit out of that big one. These guys were like filming.
You were tossing
themselves.
That? You were tossing
oh,
that
yeah,
bigness?
I'm a fucking beast. Look at these forearms. I just smear Brogurt right into them and get those fucking gains.
Ugh.
But some guys just couldn't flip it, but then they were filming themselves flipping the small one really fast. I was like,
well, that's CrossFit, ain't it?
I don't know.
That's kind
of everything's
the point
CrossFit,
of CrossFit
now.
Right?
I'm doing CrossFit shit. Right now, doing this podcast.
Doing
I'm
Kegels
CrossFit.
And shit. CrossFit Kegels?
Yeah, CrossFit Kegels. My dick hole is jacked.
Your fucking prostate won't be hurting no more.
Fucking dude stick in your dick hole.
No problem. What else you got? What else you got? What else you want to put inside it?
Oh god.
What toner?
There you go.
It's like, sir, we don't have a catheter big enough to put in there.
Some of that product.
It keeps fucking,
you know what I'm saying?
It keeps fucking sliding off.
You're like, sir, the muscles in your dick hole just keep spitting this into the nurse's mouth.
That's her problem.
I like, they got a union, right? Oh, shit. Yo, we should start doing more bro stuff, I guess, right? There's money in it, apparently.
Yeah, we
fucking
should.
Men's chapsticks raising $6,000.
We should just change the name of the show to Guy Society Radio. That was the idea.
Yeah, that's
shit,
that was.
Why didn't we do that years ago? We've wasted all this time.
It's a podcast for bros in the man cave, bro.
You fucking do like. You get a bowl scoop ball and you start doing crunches and I eat yogurt off your stomach.
There's a bar.
That's mad manly, right?
There's a bar in Plainfield, Jersey that has like, you could rent a man cave to watch a game.
Ew.
Oh my God.
And like, you just, it's just, it's like two recliners. It's just you and your bro and you watch the game in the
Where
bar.
Where is this?
What?
I think it's in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Yo, let's do a dollar pizza party there.
No.
Looks like we found the venue.
Hell yeah.
We'll get a keg. We'll go fucking bro down in a man cave.
We should just have a dollar pizza party at the BYOB strip club.
That would be nice, but it's like mad traveling.
We go to Newark. Take the path.
So we all meet up and then take the path.
We'll get a keg. We'll get some pizza.
Can we take a keg on the fucking train?
Yeah, it's not illegal.
A keg?
No, we're not going to do it in Newark. We want to do it with a central location where everyone can get to it. It's New York City.
New York City is not central. We're going to do it in Nebraska.
Is.
We're going to have this pizza party in Nebraska.
Don't you ruin my fucking pizza party.
And that's people from England coming.
Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Donate. Get the pizza party going. I want to fucking pop this shit off. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio to talk about us or interact with Chris because he's all over that thing. And then
people need answers, Stanley.
Chris, you're going to send me a picture of your tarp to put on Instagram. Instagram.com/High Society Radio and Bronx Johnny.
Whatever you want.
All right, good. We're done. We're out.
Wait,
shut up.
You didn't say, wow, this is a weird one this week. You got to say that. We
I'm
can't
just,
end the show.
No, I'm just,
he's
I'm
beat.
Just
you got to say it.
I'm not saying
shout
it.
Shout out to swole dick prisoners out there.
That's how we end.